and transcripts on our website, fair.org. That's also the place to sign up for our newsletter, Extra. The show is engineered by Alex Noyes. I'm Janine Jackson. Thanks for listening to Counterspin.
Talking about practice.
Yes, indeed. It is Monday, August 16th, 5:30 in the evening. That means only one thing if you are hearing my voice, ladies and gentlemen. Talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show is on the way. Want to shout you out for spending some of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. Also want to give a big shout out to longtime supporter of the show, North Rim Adventure Sports, offering bicycle sales and rentals, cycling apparel and equipment, and a bicycle service shop. North Rim Adventure Sports features Trek bicycles, Santa Cruz, Yeti, and other brands at 178 East 2nd Street in downtown Chico, California, and online at northrimadventure.com. All right, it's our favorite time of the year, y'all. Slower week in sports, so we get to mess around. We have all sorts of room to roam, and that is dangerous. So, with that said, kick back, relax. We got your back for the next hour. Talking about practice starts right now.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game. Not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We're talking about practice, man.
That's right. We are talking about practice. Thank you for joining us this evening. Got a big show in front of us. I am your co-host, Drell Gilbert, alongside me, as always, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isomaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
And we got a resident degenerate, the late night texter, Rudy Vasquez.
Damn.
Let's go, baby.
Damn.
And of course, the producer extraordinaire, the dabber baiter, the one, the only, Statman Brad.
Yeah.
That's a little inside joke, Brad just dabbed for no apparent reason right before the show started.
I mean, Rudy was filming.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. No, Rudy was filming.
I thought you were just juiced for the show and just started dabbing.
Well, that too.
I mean, yeah, I'm pretty juiced for the show, but there's also no one to really...
Derek, when was the last time you saw someone in real life dab?
It's been a minute, I will say. Yeah, I definitely...
You know what? Thank you for bringing the dab back.
You know what? You're welcome.
So, yeah, I guess we got a dab out.
All right, like I said, we got...
Use it sparingly.
We got a little extra room to roam today. The big news... my man, I know Derek's excited. Premier League's back, so we're going to get into that in a minute here. But first, we got to start with American football because we are in America. And it's back, y'all. It is back. And of course, I'm talking about Hard Knocks. Has anyone watched episode one yet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
hey, man, start off to a good season, seems like. Okay. Yeah, nothing. They're just keeping the basics, you know. So Hard Knocks is good when you just show the raw and cut footage, you know. Stop trying to create stupid storylines.
And
so far, so good. So, yeah, one episode, and I'm happy about it.
All right. I like that. I thought you were going to be very skeptical and like, that boring.
No, it was a good Hard Knocks, I thought. I was okay with it.
It was on Dak, Zeke, and Jerry Jones pretty much the whole show, which is great. Well,
and all three of those dudes, interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
Whether you love them or hate them, and you know I can't stand me some Cowboys.
I mean, it is a little disheartening hearing that Jerry Jones will, like, rape people, he'll murder people, he'll do pretty much, he said he'll do anything.
Allegedly.
He said he would do anything.
He would do anything,
and I'm saying anything possible. So he'll rape people, he'll murder, he'll pillage, he will whip his penis out and show you just to win a Super Bowl. Why? Because he's willing to do anything.
I mean, apparently he hasn't done any of that because they haven't won a Super Bowl.
Well, he's doing anything, so that's a lot of things.
I mean,
you have to do anything? Like, that's a lot of things you have to do.
Well, he's not working
on it right now.
He needs to figure out what he needs to do to
win. He's going to do anything, so I don't think you can figure it out.
Has he whipped it out yet?
Yeah.
Has he tried that yet?
I don't know.
I'm sure he has.
Might need to.
What's the Titans coach name? Do you guys remember?
Vrabel. Mike Vrabel.
Yeah. Didn't it Vrabel?
Mike
Vrabel.
Mike Vrabel.
Vrabel.
He did.
Didn't he say he'd cut off his own penis for a Super Bowl title?
It was either him or the coach for the Lions.
That's a bit extreme.
I think, what
extremity would you give up to win a Super Bowl title? Like what? I mean, I'd probably give up a pinky.
I give up a pinky. Yes.
A baby toe as well.
Yeah.
I give up any one of my toes. Actually, big toe. I like my big toe.
Yeah.
I kind of like my big toe.
You need them for balance.
So I'll give up any toe but my big toe.
I think my right ring finger. I don't really use it for much.
Yeah.
One you could definitely give up. Yeah.
I would give it up for a Super Bowl.
You can still
title.
Keep the two in the pink, one in the stink.
Oh my God.
That still works. So, you know, that's lucky. I don't know. Other than that, I think that's probably about. Those are about as far as I'm willing to go for like a championship.
I would give up a right ring finger for the Niners to win a championship.
I give up any one of my teeth. I lose a tooth for any one of them. I think I could lose one.
You know what?
Could that be a cool story? Like, dude, lost my tooth, got a championship though.
I got it, and it doesn't really affect anything. The earlobe. I'd give up an earlobe. You know what? Both of them.
See, I don't know. I like my earlobes. I'm not going to lie because I have a very sensual thing about earlobes myself.
So do I
and
too.
Like, and they're just they're a great spot.
That.
You don't have it.
I have good looking lobes.
Yeah, man. I got good lobes.
Boys. Well, I get those huge. That's what she said. But I mean, like, it doesn't really do anything for me.
Are you detached to your lobes? Or are you attached to your lobes? Oh, you're attached. See, you got attached to your lobes.
Yeah.
You got good earlobes.
Yeah,
those are weak lobes, man. Those aren't lobes.
I've never been told that I have weak lobes.
Yeah, because they're just attached. You unfortunately have that genetic. That's your genetic quality.
So that's why it's not sensual for me.
So yeah, not very sensual.
Okay. Yeah. That could explain a lot.
It's like looking the side of your face.
Yeah, it's just like right there.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like side of the face ear. You know,
like there is like side of the face ear right then and there.
Jeez,
girls are breaking down your door to lick your lobes over here.
No, it wasn't the lobes; it was the face more than anything. But you know,
wait, who's looking face?
Girls are licking your face. I think we should stay here.
Yeah, wait.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah,
I feel like Hard Knocks though.
No.
Were there bathrooms involved in this face licking?
Why are people licking your face?
I guess
I jumped the gun.
I mean, that sounds good. It could be really hot if done properly. Yeah. I feel like you're into something good right now. Like,
things happen in the bedroom that
and she's licking your face.
She's licking your face?
Hey.
You know,
it's a bit aggressively. Okay. Is there cream involved? Or is there like chocolate? Yeah.
You know what?
Let's
move on. Ashley, hate where this show's going, and we're going to go ahead and steer it back on the track. So preseason is happening. I'm all rattled and uncomfortable because I can't get the image of Brad getting his face licked. What?
Are you just throwing things out there and hoping they stick on the wall, or something actually happened?
You know what? I'm going to let you guys think about this
one
for a bit.
Picasso, paint your contortions.
Yeah. Feels like a bag of sand.
Yeah.
Great movie.
With preseason back, what are you guys excited about watching during preseason, not the regular NFL season? Is there anything you're looking for? I know both.
I've got to get used to the numbers right now because all the number situation has all changed right now. Everyone's got these weird numbers.
Yes, exactly.
Micah Parsons being, that was another one there on Hard Knocks. Number 11. Weird seeing a linebacker be number 11, especially at number 11, because number 11, great number to have if you're a big dude. Very slimming number. So if you want to look slim, wear number 11.
That's a great call.
Micah Parsons, who is a linebacker, you don't want to look skinny. You want to look beastly. You want to look like a Mack truck coming your way, like a brick wall.
So that
and this
big
guy looks
nine.
Like he looks like an agile wide receiver out there with number 11 out there. It's just weird seeing the fact that a linebacker is number 11. But then you see all these twos, ones, and they're in the wide receiver core.
It's
like
the weirdest thing ever.
I get it. Like, hey, more numbers, and you guys are feeling, you know, they can express themselves more through their numbers because that's where we're at in this world right now. Because, you know, got to respect your feelings, you know?
Don't be a numberist.
Right? Like, yo, man, if you want me to play better, give me number two, okay? Yeah. That's how I play better. Respect my feelings, okay? So we can't hate on people and their desire to wear numbers on their chest.
It's weird, though. And I mean, one thing about football is you could always kind of tell who was who and where they played based on their number.
100%.
If they have a number in the 80s, you know they're a wideout.
Or tight end.
Right.
Or tight end. In the 50s, linebacker.
Linebacker,
90s is defensive lineman.
60s, you know, you're
50s, you're an offensive lineman.
Yeah, exactly.
This is confusing.
Yeah, I was watching it live. I went to the Niners game, and our boy Darren, it was Darren and I sitting next to each other. He goes, why is there a receiver on defense, dude? What the hell's happening? I'm like, oh, so I'd explain the whole thing. He goes, well, that's the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah.
So
he
was confused that there is a receiver on defense.
We're going to have a lot of confusion going on in this first year.
Blocking schemes and everything, dude.
I mean,
I think for the next couple years, that's going to be confusing.
I'm pretty dumb, and I like to think I'm smarter than most people that watch football. As bad as I'm making everyone, like, isolating them, and I'm still like, so I'm dumb. And then they're them.
Okay, because it sounds like you. Okay, I'm with you.
Like I'm not smart. I know that, but at least like I have the wherewithal to realize that there are gonna be a lot of people who don't have that
You're
wherewithal.
Saying the medium intelligence of a football fan is less than that of yours.
Yes.
Okay.
I am totally just. I'm gonna make that staking claim right. I'm meat and potatoes right there. Just got to the heart of the matter. Football fans are dumb. Apparently, that's what I'm saying.
Even though football is one of the most complex sports out there.
100%. But the fans aren't playing it. They're just watching it.
Yeah, to play it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
because fans in general, as a whole, I think are just...
This is probably a great time to remind everyone that the opinions shared on this show are that of ours and ours alone and do not reflect the opinions, thoughts, or values of the radio station that we represent here at FM 90.1 KZFR. So you're saying about getting your face licked?
Yeah. We don't want to go in there.
That's what we're going to go back to. Okay.
We don't ever need to talk about that again. We're good. I did want to talk about some.
He really wants to talk about it though. That's the thing.
No.
He's really
does.
You
got him excited again. Want to talk about it?
Yeah. No, I think I'm good.
Yeah. No, I don't want to.
Yeah. No,
I'm okay
good.
With it. Yeah.
We've established that
ambiguity is good. Brad
lies on air.
Yeah.
It's just such a weird comment to make, and I don't know if you were trying to brag about that or what you have going on, but it's always hard to tell with you.
You know, I try to keep it that way.
Anyway, the rookie QBs, it's kind of fun.
We
have a good class here. Justin Fields, probably the greatest quarterback to ever put on that jersey for that franchise.
Well, he obviously thinks so.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's hard, not very low standards.
No doubt.
So, you know, he pretty much already is.
Yeah.
He got drafted. You just have to get drafted by the Bears, and you're already, like, halfway to being the best quarterback they've ever had.
That's fair. I mean, if you just compare him to the Niners, since the Montana era, I would say the Niners have, what, 5 QBs better than any quarterback that the Bears have ever had? Let's go through
it. Well, I think all of them have been Bear QBs at one point in time or another.
Yeah. No, think about it. Montana, you're taking over anyone.
Young, you're taking over everyone. I think there's an argument to be made for Jeff Garcia.
Lightweight.
He was a Bear quarterback at one point in time.
Yeah, I think there's an argument to be made for Alex Smith.
Oh, 100%.
And I think there's an argument to be made for Colin Kaepernick.
100%.
I mean, I can't think of one Bear quarterback other than Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler.
Or Rex Grossman. Cannot forget Grossman. Yeah.
He took Grossman.
Jim Harbaugh was one.
Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh was
back
one.
Back in the day.
Yep.
Back in the 80s.
Okay, yeah, you're really... Vince McMahon, that's the...
I think you're proving my point.
Yes. Yeah. Like, the Bears have had nobody.
Yeah, Jim McMahon, who won the Super
Jim
Bowl...
Jim McMahon. Did I say Vince McMahon? I said Vince McMahon.
The only thing people remember about Jim McMahon, besides the Super Bowl shuffle, is that he wore a headband as a quarterback, which was an interesting look, but...
Yeah.
Shouts to him.
Now he's bald.
Now he's really bald.
And he's like... Still wears his sunglasses.
So maybe two quarterbacks that are actually decent from this franchise is what we're saying.
Yeah, and I would still take all the quarterbacks I named over any of them.
I will say, though, Jay Cutler is going to be a legendary figure in football lore forever and ever.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what you say, because his don't care will, you know, forever be legendary.
For those of you who don't know the story, the urban legend goes that a fan of Vanderbilt walked into the bathroom, saw Jay Cutler doing his business in the urinal, proceeded to tell him how much of a fan he was of Jay Cutler and Vandy, and Jay Cutler tipped his head back while still doing his business and just interrupted the guy with a, "Don't care!"
Also, Jay Cutler did give me my first fantasy football victory as my quarterback that drafted him back in the day.
Congratulations.
Gotta love Jay Cutler.
Yeah. I will say he doesn't really have much competition in if he continues his career with the Bears. The record for touchdowns for the Bears franchise, Jay Cutler has 154 touchdowns and 23,000 yards. So that's what he has to beat.
So Jay Cutler is the best Bears quarterback ever.
He's the best Bear quarterback in the history of Chicago Bears.
I think that kind of tells you everything you need to know about the history of that particular position for that particular franchise, right?
Yeah, because the Bears have always been known for their defense every single year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every year.
Yeah.
You would think at some point in time they realize, like, defense is important, but you really need a good quarterback.
You need a
good quarterback. Like, you really do.
Right?
Like,
I think I would just draft a quarterback every
year. At one point in time, it's like, you know what, guys? We should maybe pay attention to this in position because it's kind of important.
Well, I mean, back then it wasn't a big deal. Like, back in the 70s, 80s, it was a run.
Now.
Yeah, it was a run-heavy
offense. Yeah, we've been in this... They've been in the same time frame they know what they need to do to adapt, and they're just not doing it.
No, not at all.
So, sorry, Bears fans.
And they did draft Mitchell Trubisky over Patrick Mahomes.
That's correct.
So,
and I told y'all that year going into the draft that Trubisky was going to be no good. Why? Because of his name. And
Mitchell.
I can tell you pretty accurately coming into the draft if you're going to be good based on your name alone. You guys want to challenge that? Ask me a quarterback this year. Tell you if he'll be good based on his name.
You're good.
Okay.
I trust you.
Because I'm shooting one for one here, baby.
I would say everyone who got drafted this year has got a decent name,
They all have solid names.
Trey.
Yeah.
Two Treys.
Justin Fields, I think, is the worst name out there, and I think I have
I think
the most
confident football name. Fields?
It's more of a baseball name.
Yeah, like. I feel like that's, exactly.
I don't know. I think it's a solid football name.
It's the worst.
Well, I mean, but
I
if
mean,
you're a quarterback,
it's no
you're
Mac Jones.
It like a baseball player.
Jones, it's no Mac Jones or, what was the other dude that was taken?
Trey Lawrence.
Trey Lance. Like,
Trey
that's
Lance.
That's
Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence.
Zach Wilson doesn't sound like much.
Oh, Zach.
He just sounds basic.
Yeah, that is.
He's going to be, he's sturdy, you know? Like, Zach Wilson's a sturdy dude. Like, he's going to be solid. Like, he's not going to be amazing.
He's going to be like an Alex Smith.
Yeah.
Solid player for years.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's no cap. I don't want to do that with you guys today.
No, we're not. No, not doing it. Not doing it.
Do you guys want to talk about the taunting rules real quick, Rudy?
Yeah. There's a running back for the Colts that took the whole offensive line with them for like 8-9 yards. He got up and he just.
Issued a fire warning for licensee A beginning at 5:46 p.m. Monday, August 16th and ending at 5:46 p.m. Tuesday, August 17th. where evacuation warnings have been issued for east at Highway 395 from Baxter Creek south of Sunnyside Road, not to include Sunnyside Road south to the Hurlong Access Road, A25 west at Highway 395 from Milford Grade to the intersection of Hurlong Access Road, A25. Go to community.zonehaven.com to find the status of your dress shelter available at Lassen Community College. Call 2-5-7-6-1-2-1 if you need help evacuating.
I think we're back. Yeah, we're back.
Transition.
Anyways, you were saying about the running back.
After carrying a couple of the
whole line. So it's those old school plays where the offensive line is just pushing him through this line and they got the first down or whatever. Gets up, flexes. Wasn't against a player. It was against an empty field and he gets flagged. It's like, yeah, you're going to be juiced for carrying a whole damn, you know, offensive line.
Yeah.
8-9 yards. Flexing and then you get penalized 15 yards. Come on, dude. It's
but
all right.
We also know how these things go in preseason. There's a heavy emphasis on it. And by middle of the season, it's going to be officiated completely different.
I mean, he should have a lot more sensitivity towards people who don't have muscles, you know, like to show them off like that. That's just rude, uncalled for, and selfish of you. Like, oh man, I got these muscles. Let me show them off. No, no. Okay, my man, there are people out there who don't have the ability to get those and they don't want to see them on you. It hurts their feelings. Yep. Respect people's feelings. You can't get muscles, okay?
And I believe the guy's number, the running back that Rudy's talking about was number 32, and I'm personally offended by that. 32.
Oh, that's Magic Johnson's number. Yeah. I can't get muscles anymore, okay? The guy's barely hanging on, all right?
Yeah,
like, that hurts.
Yeah.
That hurts his
and
feelings.
And you're just going to remind me of that?
Wow.
I think they should retire that number across sports.
All sports.
Yeah.
HIV reminders, okay?
Yeah.
Wrap it up, y'all.
Yeah.
Okay?
Ridiculous.
That should be every single time you see 32, just think of condoms.
Yep.
From here on out.
Yeah.
Like, condoms should come in packs of 32 from here on out.
And they should, like, Magnum should, or, what is it? I haven't used one in years.
Trojan.
Yeah. Trojan should holler at Magic Johnson to be a sponsor.
100% right there.
I mean, like, should they have like the number 32 on the condom itself?
Or we should just make up our own company with 32 condoms. The name would be the
Magic. We'll just call it Magic.
Yeah.
Or it should be called Magic Johnson. That's a perfect name for a condom.
Make your Johnson magic.
Yes.
Yes.
No. That's a slogan.
Well, yeah.
I feel like that's a good slogan.
I did see a good meme over the weekend that said, "Damn you, Magic Johnson, for wasting the best porn line of books."
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Yeah. That was
a good one. It is. It could have been amazing. What could have been?
What
could still be?
All right.
That's
true.
Yeah.
I think we've been in the gutter enough this episode. So let's move on and transition from Magic Johnson to football across the pond. And I wanted to ask you before we jump into this, is it Premier League?
Premier League.
But
like the premiere of a movie.
Yeah, but a lot of people say premier.
Well, because they have accents over there.
That too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so just keep it premier. No.
Yeah. Keep it, Premier League. You're fine. You say Premier League. No one will have any problems with it.
That way the whole time. Yeah. I was listening to Men in Blazers.
Yeah. Those guys.
Those are from England.
Yeah.
That's an English accent.
But they had an American on, and they were all talking about the Premier League.
Well, because everyone wants to have pinkies up. You know, when they drink, and it's just like, just remove the stick from your butt, and you can put the pinky down.
All right, perfect.
You know?
With that said, foot and mouth, y'all.
And now, it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as...
39 was last year, and he could barely, like, throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot and Mouth.
Football is back, y'all. Oh, my goodness. The layoff was barely there. It's back in full force. Premier League back. La Liga back. Ligue 1 back. Bundesliga back. Serie A back. They're all back. It's beautiful right now. So football coming. It's preseason right now for us. It's really happening over there. The season has started. We had our first week. Match day number one has been completed. And my goodness, did the Premier League put on a show. No draws this opening day of football. No draws, and we saw a blunderbuss of goals out there. I got to give a shout-out. As a fan of fan of Everton, it's hard for me to give the likes and the praises to the big dogs, the Man Uniteds, the Arsenals, the Chelseas, the Man Cities. But I got to give a shout out when greatness is happening out there. It's amazing to see. Paul Pogba! Wow!
Damn. He's back.
4 assists to start off opening day with some glorious pinpoint delicious passes. Watching the highlights of that game, I just couldn't help myself go, whoa, whoa, It was like an orgasm every single time he passed the ball with his foot. I came every single time, so obviously. Okay. My goodness, did that guy have just a spectacular boot on. His passing boot was delicious. 4 assists, a hat trick from Bruno Fernandes. That's just typical from the guy. And they took down Leeds United 5-1. Great showing for Man United. Well deserved. Great to see Paul Pogba continuing that hot run of form from the Euros. Because this is a guy that Man United desperately needs to come into the form that
he's known for.
He's known for. He's perceived to have. His potential is limitless, and he hasn't lived up to it. Not nearly as much as he should have been his entire time being in Manchester. But this could be something.
It can. Could be a special year for them.
This could be a great year for Man United. Man United fans, Red Devil fans. This is going to be a fun Premier season. We have a lot of parity that's going to happen. Teams desperately vying to take down Man City from being the tops of the champions. And they are looking very vulnerable. Man City came out against Tottenham last day on this Sunday morning. Playing at Tottenham. They're turning champions of Man City. They should have no problem with them, right? Wrong! My goodness, did Man City have issues.
They choked.
They wasted. I say wasted when you spend the money on Jack Grealish, a top quality player, but a player that they don't need. A player that they already have in Kevin De Bruyne.
Right.
What you needed was a striker, a goal scorer, like someone that you lost with Sergio Aguero going over to Barcelona. Gabriel Jesus is not the guy to put the ball under the back of net consistently, yet you need him to be. And they didn't get that guy. They didn't get him. They picked up Jack Grealish, who again, a top quality midfielder and can do some spectacular things with the ball at his feet. But watch for Man City to have a bad season. They're not going to do well this year. If they can somehow find a way to get Harry Kane, which is still a possibility, as the transfer market is still open, and Harry Kane is still not happy with Tottenham. However, that win against Tottenham over Man City might give him a little leeway. Why? Because you got to give a shout-out to my man, Heung-Min Son! Woohoo! That South Korean is, oh my goodness.
The truth.
A delicious head of hair. And my goodness, just a top-quality act and such a nice guy. He just has such a genuine, sincere face. And he just scores goals fantastically. So Tottenham, you got the 3 points against Man City. Huge. Huge. Maybe convincing Harry Kane to stick around. Because Man City desperately needs a striker that they do not have. Now, the Blues! Got to give a shout out to Rudy's Blues.
Let's go, baby.
Chelsea coming out big against Crystal Palace, getting all 3 points, a 3-0 victory over them. As our man Christian Pulisic finds the back of the net on opening day.
Let's go, Christian.
Gotta love it. Yeah. Gotta love it when our USA does well.
Great player. And plus a Super Cup as well.
And a Super Cup victory as well. You're right. Yes. Taking down Villarreal.
Yes, exactly.
That is the winners of the Europa League and the Champions League coming together to start the season. So they already have hardware, a Super Cup to start off the season. It's always nice. That's important to do.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
Now, in that game against Chelsea, I do want to give a shout out to Trevor Chabala. He was a right back youngster coming up for them. Lost his mother when he was 16 years old. Yep. Before he died, promised her that he would make the Premier League. What does he do in his opening match? Ball in the back of the net. Boom. Great story for him.
From Trevor Chabala. Outside the box.
Yes.
It was a great goal.
Great goal from the man. Now, I got to give a shout out to the bad, too. We've been highlighting a lot of good. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. Arsenal fans, you're out there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Bury your head in the sand and don't come out of there. Like, you don't want to. Like, there's nothing out for you right now. It's kind of pathetic. You lose to Brentford. Newly promoted Brentford. The Bees. They stung you bad. 1-0 over you guys. Pathetic showing from our 2-0, I'm sorry. A 2-0 loss against Brentford, that newly promoted squad. They've been in the league before. We're in the year ago. Lost it, came back. That being said, Arsenal. You didn't do anything in the transfer season. Yeah. There's nothing there for you.
Nothing.
Very little. Nobody wants to come there. Sad state for the Gunners. Sad state because that's a team that... historical team.
It used to be a powerhouse.
A powerhouse that was fighting off the Man Uniteds and such.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Far from it. Now, I do got to give a shout out to my boys, the Toffees. over in Everton, taking down Southampton 3-1 in a delicious victory. And Liverpool, they handle business as well. 3-0 victory over Norwich. Mo Salah gets his scoring opening day match again for the sixth season in a row.
That's crazy.
So Mo Salah, fantastic. They're doing what they do best. It looks like this is going to be a fun Liverpool team. They're going to be vying for a title. So a lot of teams mixing in for it right now. Man United, Liverpool, Chelsea, all three of them legitimately have chances to take down that trophy that's necessary for to have a successful season. That being said, La Liga started off too. Got to give my man. Barcelona, I talked about how awful they were being. The state of being that they're in right now, it's awful. But you know what they have? Martin Braithwaite! My goodness! The Dane! Getting a brace in the opening day, scoring, getting a 4-2 victory. It was huge for their self-esteem.
Oh, yeah.
Massive, they needed that.
Massive for them.
Because it's just doom and gloom. Still amongst doom and gloom. So Real Sociedad, Barcelona takes them down to get 3 points in their opening day match. See if they can keep it going, because they still have a good squad.
Yeah,
they have talented players.
Really, really good players on that team.
Just no more Messi.
Yeah, which no means everything.
I mean, I feel like they've been keeping up, though, with like Atletico and Real in picking up players. Like
they have.
I mean, yeah. They're both also depleted, but at the same time, they're also getting, I feel like, the same quality or tier players.
No, 100%. But the difference is Barcelona's in $1.4 billion?
Yeah. Like
their debt is...
They're in debt, big time.
Damn near insurmountable right now.
Well, it makes sense when you pay one player almost $1 billion within a five-year period.
Over half a billion dollars over a four-year
period. And
they're
paying their scouts in South America $8 million a year two scouts. Come on, dude.
For two scouts, $8
million?
Each. Ooh.
So that just gives you how they're doing business over there.
They just throw money at problems and don't have any solutions.
Yeah, exactly.
Apparently.
But starting off strong in La Liga. Getting 3 points. Real Madrid takes all 3 points against Deportivo Alves in a 4-1 victory for them. So the season's starting off strong. PSG has yet to unleash Messi onto the field yet. He was debuted to the crowd on their opening match at home victory against Strasbourg. It's going to be, if that team comes together and they can have a couple of games.
Be a special team.
It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, football, it's going to be an interesting year to see those players.
Football fans, get your chops ready. Because if you can see this PSG squad in full force, it's going to be something to marvel at. Mm-hmm. There are still talks that Mbappe has opened up the door again to try to get out of there. As talking to the head of directors for PSG, he doesn't want to sign up again.
Yeah.
And if PSG wants to get anything for him, which they need, you need to.
Yeah,
you need to get something for the guy.
They got to do it now.
Yeah.
Got to do it now.
When's the next transfer window?
They have a winter transfer window, so they have that chance. But that's you're going to lose money then.
Yeah.
You don't get the same money for that style of player then, because you're more desperate to sell him, so your price tag goes down.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you lose your leverage.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when's this next transfer
window? I want to say one or two more weeks of the transfer window. Left. I want to say it's like end of August. I apologize.
Got
end
it.
Of August, that's when the transfer window
ends.
And
then back in January, too.
And then it starts up in January.
Okay, that's the winter. Okay.
So that's the winter transfer window. Yeah. So if they don't sell him now, they're going to sell him probably at a discounted rate in the fall, if they do, even if they do in the winter. Because you never know. They might just be trying to hang on for that Champions League, because that's what all they're desperate for. That's all PSG ever wants. That's why they got Messi. That's why Messi came to PSG for one trophy and one trophy only. So, football's back, y'all. Football. The real football. The original football. And my goodness, am I excited for it, because that means my weekend mornings are set now. It's glorious.
Yes. Indeed.
Can't wait.
So,
I just saw the national rankings just came out.
USA cracked top 10.
USA finally cracked
top 10.
First time since 2006.
Got a Gold Cup victory over Mexico. That was huge for our self-esteem once again. And we're looking to, they're making the statement right now.
Do you think that they actually have a chance to stay in the top 10? Or is this going to be like kind of a once over and it'll drop back into the top 20?
I think we have a solid chance.
Well, one, they don't have any major tournaments coming up that are going to knock them out of it.
That's going to be difficult to maintain that. But
they are right now establishing their supremacy in the North America's as being the dominant
force.
They're
getting back to that force where they
never back
are
to it. They were never there.
Well, what do you mean they were never there?
When was the USA ever the dominant force in football?
Never.
Well, never.
I mean, for like a couple years, though.
When?
What
team?
Our best
in
team we've ever had was
2014 to 2016.
Wait, with Landon Donovan and whatnot and all that? Jazz, when we had
only made it to the Sweet 16.
Yeah. You made it to the knockout stages.
Yeah.
But that was, that was more than.
We were never a dominant force.
Calf.
That was our lucky draw. We were lucky to be there.
Wait, lucky draw? We were in the
We were lucky to be there. We were
in the group of death. We earned it, that spot.
We lost in the... That was like, no,
the group of death. We were in Germany and Portugal. We knocked out Portugal. It was Germany and us that...
Again, that was a Cinderella story.
We earned our way into that.
The same way Cinderella earned that glass slipper.
Positioning us as being dominant, and I think we were... That was the best we ever were, but we were far from dominant. We were good.
Okay, I guess dominant is not the right word, but we were...
Because in football, that's one of the games you can get lucky in. You can get lucky in a couple of games.
All you can ask for USA Soccer is for us to be relevant.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
Anyway, this is Talking About Practice. Jarrow, Derek, Rudy, Statman Brad in the building. Right here on FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. People-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Want to give a shout-out to one of our sponsors, Jeep Trail Print Shop, the small local Chico screen printer that loves great design, small businesses, musicians, educators, and creative customers. Jeep Trail Print Shop specializes and water-based screen printing to bring your vision to life. More information at 530-415-6244 and online at jeeptrailprint.com. All right. So, Rudy, our friend, oh, Rude Dog, you've been on a real heater lately, bro.
Listen to your boy, dude.
On a real heater.
Listen to your boy.
If you want to win some money, I would suggest you listen up because, like I said, Rudy's been on a heater. So with no further ado, Rudy's picks, y'all.
Rudy.
Rudy.
Rudy. Rudy.
Rudy.
Rudy. Rudy.
I tell you, it's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy. Dan Rudy.
That's right, baby. The Giants are rolling, dude. I am on a heater. I think I'm at 85% the past 3 weeks. So your boy's making money, and hopefully you guys are too. And this is a great week as well. We're going to take the Giants over the Mets every single day. But wait, we're going to parlay that with the Dodgers.
The Doyas?
Yes, the Dodgers. I'm a Giants fan, but it's not about the teams. It's about making money right now. They're playing the Pirates. So we're going to bet every single game in those series, and we're going to parlay them to win that series as well. So bet it every single game. Combine the series with the Giants and the Dodgers to win. They'll get you at minus 125 to win the series.
So just for our fans, so smart bet, take the two series, parlay those, and then parlay each game, correct?
No. Just the series.
Parlay the series.
Yes.
Bet individual games.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Every single separately.
Separately. Gotcha. Yes. Smart.
So, yeah, let's make that money, dude. Giants are hot. Dodgers are rolling.
For education purpose, why would you not want to parlay those games?
Because there's a bigger chance of you losing when two teams are combined, obviously. So, and that's how I've been doing it.
And that's smart.
So if you're running a little short on rent this month or your mortgage, bet the house.
Anything.
This is going to sort of, this is Rudy certified bets.
I mean, he's been betting the house for quite a bit.
He'll cover all losses, okay? All losses,
everything.
He'll cover you guys.
Yes.
If you take his picks, he'll cover your losses.
Indeed.
Even that house you just lost. Rudy's going to cover it, okay?
Yeah. I got
you,
bro.
Safety net, y'all.
Yeah. Let's go.
All right. Transition. Let's get the world updated on what's going on in the world, as it is crazy times, with Derek Ismaki and
the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news. Derek Ismaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Now, this one kind of hits close to home, y'all, because I'm talking to Tehama County right now, okay? So look alive.
Damn.
It's a wrong word to use in this story right now. But I got to let the public know. This is a crazy story. So unfortunately, 7-year-old David Pruitt is the subject of this story. Unfortunately, tragically passed away a few weeks ago. After suffering from a primary amoebic meningoencephalitis.
Nailed it.
That was correct, that obviously, was awesome, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, good job.
You can't get me on my word pronunciation here, okay? No. I always get it right.
It's always on
Also known as PAM. It's a lot easier to say.
I was going to say that's a dramatic.
Of course, you passed away from this from Pam. And what Pam is a brain-eating amoeba.
Oh, God.
That enters your body, usually through dirty water, contaminated water, through one of your orifices in your face, usually nose, eyes, ears, any one of them. Now, the boy was swimming apparently in a lake in Tehamakani. They have not released what lake that was in. But I'm not going in any water in Tehamakani for the near future, I would say.
No.
Now, this is a very rare occurrence. Only has happened 10 times since 1971. So you struck the lottery, just not a very good one.
Yeah, the like, opposite one.
Yeah, that's death lottery right there. So yeah, apparently a amoeba, brain-eating amoeba, are in the waters out there. But again, very rare. Only 10 cases have ever been reported.
Gnarly.
Wow, you okay there?
Yeah.
You got a brain, you got a throaty amoeba right there, man?
You get all choked up there, man. Like, I get it, but did you know him?
He's got a little amoeba in the throat right now, you know?
You might want to stay away then.
Amoeba? Throat-eating amoeba?
Shout out to Amoeba Records.
Right? Yeah, there we go. They're not releasing the lake that he was in, which I think is kind of a little bogus. Like, let us know what lake so I know what places to avoid, you know? Because that's not what we need right now. I like my brain. It's not very useful. You probably not much to feast on up there.
I mean, it's entertaining at least.
Right? Exactly. At least I got something going on. I don't need to lose that. What brave little brain cells I have left.
Yeah, don't lose your entertainment.
All right, moving on from brain-eating amoebas to getting paid for your poop. That's right, y'all. Have you ever... this is a dream of mine right now.
Right.
Getting paid for my poop, that would be glorious. Apparently, over in South Korea, there's been a toilet that has been created over there called Beevee at the South Korea's Ulsan National Institute of Science, where Professor Cho Jae-won created a toilet that essentially turns your poop into energy. And they pay you for it.
Damn.
How awesome is that?
Okay.
That's right. They turn the poop into methane gas, which is used to power local gas from your heaters to your heating your water and whatnot. So you never know. If you're in South Korea and you're in the area, your water might be heated by poop.
No, is this like paid by poundage or... Because I mean...
Essentially by per usage, yeah. Because you can roughly get, 20 liters of methane from one poop.
I wonder what like Thanksgiving dinner would power, to be honest.
I don't. Let's move on.
But I'm just simply saying, glad to know there were finally ways to utilize waste. You know?
Yeah.
That's a cycle right there,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
renew, 100%. Reuse, recycle.
I think it's reduce.
Reduce, renew, reuse?
Reduce, reuse.
But instead of reduce, we actually want to like induce. We want more poop, I think, right? So eat more, poop more, create more energy.
Yes. Better for the environment.
So eat a lot of beans, I guess. Get a lot of fiber, y'all.
Yes.
A lot of fiber.
Yep.
So that's the news, y'all.
Oh. Yeah.
Poop your way to a millionaire, okay?
Literally.
So, I'm just right.
That's a good word.
So, yeah, again, so you roughly, here we go, the numbers. I got the numbers right
okay,
now. You roughly defecate 500 grams, and you can return into 50 liters of methane.
Damn.
So, yeah, there you go. Which can be used to generate 0.5 kilowatts of electricity or drive a car for 1.2 kilometers.
Wow.
So look at that. My poop
could
get a car going for 1.2 kilometers. Oh, what your bum can do. That's the news, y'all.
All right. It's about that time of the week where we class up the show a little bit and get off the topic of poop and bring in our foreign correspondent, Aaron. Hello.
How's it going, guys?
What's up?
It's going much better. You're going to need to rescue us today because the...
I'm not going to lie. I absolutely need to rescue you today.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
No offense or anything, guys. It's been a rough show.
Yeah, it's been a little tough. But hey.
Derek, don't even say the wow bit with you making fun of Magic Johnson. Okay?
that was me saying the wow.
Yeah, that was
Derek
Rudy.
Derek hasn't said anything.
I'm all for the Magic Johnsons, you know?
Derek, you joined in on it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can't help myself. That, you know, when I see a good product,
when
I have to.
When there's a valid joke to be jumped on, he jumps on it.
That's crazy right there, man. Yeah.
All right. So you got a little golf, and we're going to talk a little tennis. Tell us what's going on in the world of golf right now, because that's pretty interesting.
this weekend was the Wyndham Championship, and it was quite a wild ride at the end. There was a six-way tie, and I thought, wow, that's incredible. Apparently, it's happened two other times, but still, it's incredibly rare. And yeah, it was Kevin Kisner who ended up winning in the shootout on the 18th hole to win it all, and that actually secured his spot in the FedEx Cup. So congrats to Kevin Kisner on that one. He's also trying to get a point into the Ryder Cup, so I'm crossing my fingers, hoping for him, because it's like his dream, and he's never quite made it. So I'm hoping this is his year, even though I had never heard of him until this weekend.
Are there any majors coming up, or are we done for the year? I can't remember.
Yeah, so this championship, this Wyndham Championship, was the end of the quote-unquote regular season. So now we have the FedEx Cup, which is, let's see, it starts this weekend. It starts with the Northern Trust, which is 125. The BMW Championship is the weekend after, and that's will be whittled down to 70. And then the Tour Championship is the first weekend in September, and that will be the top 30 golfers.
The
quote-unquote regular season is over.
Got it. Okay. Now, the U.S. Open starts here in just, a week and a half, something like that, 2 weeks? It's right around the corner.
August 30th, I think it starts. Yeah, so 2 weeks from today.
Okay. So with the U.S. Open looming right now, you sent me this clip of Naomi Osaka breaking down during her press conference. And basically, just to recap for those who haven't seen it, she was getting a little emotional talking about where she comes from and the interest in her. And a woman in the media asked her about her tweet about Haiti over the weekend, and she was kind of getting emotional before, and then she started to break down. So I wanted to get your take on all things Naomi Osaka right now.
Yeah, so it was really interesting. I sent you that clip specifically, or that article, even though it was from TMZ, it hurt my heart a little bit, because it was the only clip that I could find that had the reporter asking the actual question. Because when I first saw this story, I think, I don't know where it was, maybe the Daily Mail, and then all the other stories I saw was this tennis reporter, Ben Rothenberg, saying that a question was asked to her really aggressively, and this reporter had no business asking Naomi that question. And so when I found the clip, I was like, I need to find this clip, and I need to see how this reporter asked. And not aggressive. There was no, anger in his tone. It seemed like a pretty fair question. And the crazy part to me is, so he basically asked her, he goes, you're totally fine with being in the public eye when you want to be, but when it comes to media, you're struggling. Why do you think that is? And sort of that's what he said. And the crazy part is, I thought she did a great job answering it. I thought her answer was spot on. And she kind of said, I don't really know. And I think that's totally fine. I think there is absolutely no problem with her saying, yeah, I don't know. But then she got really emotional, and she actually had to step off the stage. So that kind of surprised me.
I actually applaud people who say, I don't know, because so many times we put a microphone in front of someone, and it's like, you need to have an opinion. And oftentimes we hear uninformed people give a fire take, right, about something. And they don't really have enough information, but they feel an obligation to answer the question. And I wish more often people just said, I don't really know. I don't really have an opinion. I don't know what to think. I haven't thought about that enough, So, I thought it was weird. And so much of the context as to how questions are asked or what happened before this person said, whatever offensive thing, gets lost nowadays, because we just see the clip of them responding and we don't understand the context as to what they were responding to. And in this case, it didn't seem like a question was asked aggressively at all. The girl even apologized on the front end. So, anyway.
And so I hope you're right. I hope that we applaud her a lot for saying, I don't know, maybe she does struggle, and she's going to have to get over this eventually or she's not going to play tennis. But someone should pat her on the back and say, yeah, great. I don't know is a phenomenal answer. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I hope that we do less applauding of congratulations, you quit, which is, I know, you know, it's a really, you know, it's not, you know, it's, yeah, I, you know, I'm not downplaying her mental health issues, but, you know, LeBron James probably gets asked a lot tougher questions.
No doubt. No doubt. All right, so what do we have? Go ahead.
Do we
have any obscure sports coming up recently? I know you operate in the fringes a little bit for us. Do we have anything obscure coming up that you're looking forward to?
You know what? I'm not going to lie. I don't know because this week, I mean, we got lucky with that Osaka clutch that happened today.
That's fair.
I was like, this is gold.
That's fair. We're going to have you breaking down like gamers or like esports soon.
I will look into that for sure.
That's where we're at. Thank you as always, Aaron.
Talk to you later, guys.
All right, talk to you next week. Later. All right, that was our foreign correspondent bringing the heat as always. We're going to get into the Hall of Fame here in a second, but before we do that, I did want to talk a little bit of baseball real quick. Tyler Gilbert, my cousin, who's not actually my cousin, he's from the Santa Cruz area.
The 831, baby.
I thought he and Brandon Crawford went to the same high school. Is that not the case?
No.
No, okay.
No, he went to San Lorenzo Valley High School, okay. Which is about 5 to 10 minutes away from the city of Santa Cruz, but it's in the
Los Lobos, baby.
And yeah, he went there, Santa Barbara City College, USC, blah blah blah. But yeah, no hitter against the Padres in his first start. Pretty
impressive. The Marauders over there in SBCC. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Yep. There you go.
So I have no idea if it is or not. I'm just making up names.
I was just agreeing with you.
Also. Trevor Bauer makes his first appearance in court, and we don't need to get it too into that. You just read the report, and man,
I
don't think he's going to be playing baseball.
No, it's getting set up to be a trial. Both sides have big-time lawyers. I know Trevor has a whole team, including lawyers that have represented Kanye West and Lindsay Lohan as well. Same thing on the other side, so...
Well, yeah, see. I'll take him back, though, man. You need a man. I'll take it, brother.
I don't care. I'm
willing to turn some blind eyes.
Yeah.
Pun intended. What? Oh, man. He did not just do that joke.
I did.
Wow.
So, Giants are up 6 in the race for the NL West right now. Best league in baseball. Just thought we needed to bring that
Let's
back
go,
up.
Baby. Let's go.
You're at 4. But,
4,
yeah.
Yeah, 4.
Yeah. I just looked at it. It said you're 6.
No, it's 4. 4.
I'm going to look this one up.
It's 4.
It's 4.
I would agree with you, but I'm also just going to double check.
Dude, it's 4.
Okay, fine. I would agree.
Dude, I don't know why you're looking it up.
Yeah, so there's no need to be wasting time.
Because I want
to... I'm joking. To go.
Is it 4?
It's 4.
Hey, let's go.
All right.
The Dodgers are up 6 in the wild card.
Ah, that's what I was looking.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like...
Reading the wrong thing.
They're up
6
in the wild card.
Yeah, 6 games over San Diego. Over
San Diego. There, yeah.
San Diego is they're in a tough old time
and the
right
next
now.
And the closest to the Padres is Cincinnati, and they're 2.5 back.
And they got they just got Tatis back for San Diego.
Yeah, the San Diego is going to be fine. It's going to be a Dodgers San Diego wild card game, but
that'll be awesome. That's gonna be sick. Wait. All right, let's get into the Hall of Fame, shall we?
A place reserved for unquestionable greatness. A title worthy for only the very elite. A prize many will vie for, but only one will win. Each week, this is the TBP Hall of Fame.
All right, so you know how the game goes. Each week we nominate something, and last week, Rude Dog was the big winner.
What?
Apparently y'all love bacon more than you love America, which was my suggestion.
That is a very American thing to do, though.
That is.
Like, 100% really... pick food over your own country. Like, yeah, I mean, I can't eat the USA.
Yeah,
I can eat bacon, though. I can eat bacon.
You can't get bacon in Canada because it's Canadian bacon.
You know, that's still, I bet you there's got to be bacon up
you
there.
You can get a
there's
regular bacon. Bacon
up. Yeah, there's bacon, yeah.
It was a joke.
I mean, anytime you can get.
Moving on. All right. So, with the first nominee, we go with Statman Brad. Statman Brad, what is your nomination, sir?
I'm going to kind of piggyback off of that. Something that, like, everyone can love. I'm going to go Ice Cream Sundaes.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Ice Cream Sundaes.
Yeah, 25 years.
Been a minute
but
for
you know
me
what?
Too.
They're always delicious no matter how long it's been.
Yeah, but if they were that delicious, I would have had one in the last 25 years. I feel like it's pretty
I mean, debatable.
We'll see. We'll let the,
we'll see how they respond. Because, like,
see
I mean,
the audience.
I mean, I feel like if I'm going to do an ice cream sundae, I have to go to a place to get it. Because I'm not going to make my own ice cream sundae.
No,
that's like sacrilegious.
Like Schubert's type of an ice cream sundae.
Yeah,
you
no doubt.
Go
exactly.
Like,
you
that's
go
classic.
There. I mean, I'm more of like a scoop and cone type of dude. You know, same. Give me a sugar cone. Or a waffle
cone.
I'm more of a waffle cone. That's where it's at.
I'm a sugar cone guy myself.
I mean, anyone that gets that. Non-sugar cone, the weird ass cone, the one that you like, the cheap
the
cone,
like the plain,
oh.
the plain.
If you get that, if you choose that one willingly, there's something wrong with you.
Agreed.
There's something serious. Like if you have to get that, then I'll take it because like you know I need a vessel in which I can hold my ice cream in, and my hand's not good enough.
All right, well I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go
enough.
Off the beaten path, and instead of selecting something, I'm gonna select the lack of something. After a night of drinking, waking up without a hangover.
No hangover. Wow.
Oh, damn.
Dang.
That's, wow.
So you rode the right girl that night. That's what happened.
The claw is what he's saying.
What I'm saying is I think it's Derek's turn to step up to the mic.
Okay, fine. Well, I got to go with another classic over here because bacon, classic as well. But you know what?
Indeed.
Classic breakfast, Eggs Benedict. Big Eggs Benedict fan. Big Eggs Benny fan. Love me some hollandaise sauce. Yeah. And you give me some of that Canadian bacon on there with a little poached egg on a little Thomas McMuffin. I'm all for it.
Hey, shout out to the Roost. They have the best hollandaise sauce in the world.
No doubt. 100%.
Really?
Yeah.
Hell
yeah. I just found out about Roost sauce there, too. And what?
Tell me about it.
It's just like a great fry sauce. Like great fry, dipping your fries into it.
Oh,
my goodness.
Is
it
bad that I've never actually been there before?
Wow.
I think it's a time offering.
Wow. All right. This is it's a Chico staple.
Well, it's also never been invited.
All right, let's get the defending champion.
Yeah.
The feeling of surprising someone, like their reaction. I just surprised my cousin this weekend at the game, and I haven't seen her for 2 years.
Okay.
And just her reaction was dope. So however you want to take that.
Okay.
Okay. I get where you're going
ideas.
With that.
Yeah.
I like it. All right.
Okay. If that wins, y'all, I'm never getting it again.
It's a good one.
This will be the last TVP Hall of Fame.
We have to smoke through the rest of these because we have 5 minutes left. Let's do Monday Miners. Are you ready, Brad?
Yeah. But I'm going to turn it into a grinds my gears real quick. So.
Okay, let's do it.
You know what really grinds my gears?
The Sugarland Skeeters. Their name is a Skeeters. Their mascot is a mosquito. I am sorry. The Sugarland Texas Mosquitoes. What a name.
Wait, are they the mosquitoes or
they're the Skeeters? They're the Skeeters. They're the Skeeters. Their mascot is a mosquito.
Skeet.
That is that's an atrocious name. Sorry. Yes.
Agreed.
That's it.
That's
pretty
rough.
That's it. That's all I got. It's a short one, sweet. I know you said you wanted to blow through this. So go. Next
all right.
One.
Well, give me a grinds my gears while we're on.
While we're at it, let's go again.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When people say they don't want to get vaccinated because they don't trust the government. There's plenty of reasons not to get vaccinated, and there's plenty of reasons not to trust the government. But you do trust the government. Do you ever drink out of the faucet? Guess what? You drink that water because it's regulated by our government. The building we're in right now, the people who built it, regulated by the government. When you drove across the bridge going to the bay, guess why you weren't worried about that bridge collapsing? Because it's regulated by the government. When you eat food, have you heard of the FDA? Regulated by the government. It's just a dumb argument.
Oh, wow.
You ready to go again?
Right. Yeah.
Somebody?
No,
yeah,
I'm good.
Yeah.
You got it.
You good, bro? Sorry.
No, it's okay.
It's doing about
it's
that
about talking about your problems, you know.
Thank you.
Yes.
I don't know if Grinds My Gears was appropriate for that, but do you have one?
Yeah, no, I'm good, man.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll move on. I did want to talk about what is your personal most embarrassing sports moment? I know Brad.
Yeah.
What's?
We all know Brad.
Yeah.
Wait, that's embarrassing.
What is it?
Wait, that was not embarrassing.
When you tore your vagina trying to go for a ball.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Pop.
Okay.
My knee popped. So
the popping of your dignity leaving your body.
Yeah.
What happened? That's what happened right now. Yeah.
Brad was running around the bases.
Okay. No, he was going after a ball. He was going after a ball.
I was going after a ball.
Yeah.
And my knee went straight, buckled. I felt the pop, heard the pop, and I dropped.
And he screamed, and it was the most blood-curdling thing I've ever heard.
It was
he did not miss one play.
No, he was back up.
Yeah, and back in
like
the game.
I missed an inning.
It was one of those soccer flops. That's what it was.
Yeah.
That, like, someone just, like, grazed your nose, stretcher. And you, like, went down,
It looked like he got sniped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you screamed like you got sniped, and then you just tripped over your own feet. That's all that happened. Yeah, nothing happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty.
I didn't feel embarrassed by that. Nor do I at all right now feel embarrassed by it.
You should, because it was pathetic.
This
it was
tells
sad.
Me you just don't feel any shame in general, and because
that's a good and bad thing right now. It's good because you shouldn't
feel like
shame.
My
but like
antics shows me that I have no shame.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
One time I pulled a muscle in my booty while dribbling a basketball up the court. And I proceeded to fall over. I looked like I was having a stroke. I kicked the ball off the ground with my knee. It hit me in the face and then tripled out of bounds.
That's a good one right there. Yeah, I was in a coach's relay. The kids I was coaching, their championship race. And at the end of the race, they always have the coach's relay to see the coaches run. It's always hilarious. Because the coach usually gets hurt, always gets hurt.
Yeah.
I was that coach that year. I tore my hamstring.
No.
I was doing the 200 meter, and we were dead last, and I was like, you know, I'm going to try to put on a show, see if maybe I can catch somebody. No, I caught nothing but an ice pack to the leg for the next couple of days. It was rough.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's
all
tough.
Right. And all my kids were laughing at me, too. Really? It was really funny. Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, back in junior year of high school, it was a state cup down in Long Beach for my club soccer team. In penalties in the quarterfinals, I was like the third or fourth player to go up. As I'm going, not running, jogging up to kick the ball, I slip.
That's pretty good.
And the ball goes like 5 feet in front of me.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. All eyes on you at that moment,
so
too.
That sucked. But we still won the game, though. So.
There you go.
Yeah.
Real quick, the Field of Dreams game last week in baseball was the highest rated game during the regular season in 16 years.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Hot take, Field of Dreams, boring movie.
Whoa, how dare you, man. That's a great movie. Yeah, that's a classic.
Yeah, another hot take.
Yeah, I mean, it's a white guy movie, and white guy and dad movie, so you don't have that. You don't have the white guy or the dad, so that was a problem right there. Yeah.
But
if you had a white dad, then you would love it right there. But
also, Clippers got rid of Pat Bev. We got a special guest in the house. Jordan, you okay over there?
How you doing over there, bud?
You good?
He's
good, dog?
He smiled menacingly over here.
Got rid of two good players for a decent player.
Yeah, they got rid of.
They had Eric Bledsoe for a period. Didn't they draft him? Didn't you all draft Eric Bledsoe too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They did draft.
He's
him.
Back.
Back. Yeah.
I don't think so.
I always feel it's kind of a bad look if you sell off a player you draft, then you get him back
bring
again.
Him back,
it's not a good look.
No. All right, it's been real, y'all.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Not a good look either.
The show.
Here it is!
Here it is!